Well, 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 here's Mama Bloom's brood. Mama and Papa, as you know, are now Grandma and Grandpa, with all attending excitement and hubbub. Of course, they are very, very happy about it, but even with all the happiness, there falls a little rain into Papa's life. Why? Well, let's listen as Papa says...
Mama, this is all very foolish. Why are you having me go with you to get a new suit?
Why? He asks why.
Yes, why?
Jake, look. That suit you got on is good enough for you to see people at the hotel.
Uh-huh.
But to wear when service babies are going to get names, it ain't good.
Ain't good, huh? Ain't good. Would the babies be ashamed of it? Could they see it?
Ain't they got eyes?
Yeah, they got eyes, yeah. But would they be ashamed of their grandpapa?
Jake, it ain't no use starting an argument with me. You're going with me to get a new suit, bit of best.
All right. But where are we going to get it? Do we know anybody out here in Hollywood in the clothing business?
To get your new suit, we don't have to know anybody in the clothing business. And it's a good thing. If he was in New York, we'd go to one of your friends, and he'd lose money making a suit for you, and then he'd be mad at us.
All right, Mama, all right. So I'll go with you and get a new suit.
That's good, Papa, that's good. What color?
Color, black.
Black? For 25 years, you've been wearing black suits.
All right, so I'll wear a black suit for another 25 years.
You should live so long. This way, Papa.
Mama, don't pull me like that. I know which way to turn.
Then why was you going the other way?
Never mind, Mama.
And, Jake, I want you should remember something.
Uh-huh.
When we get in the store and you're trying on this suit, you shouldn't say, all right, I'll take it, to the first suit you try on. The last time you did that, we had a terrible time trying to make the salesman believe we didn't like it. And full price we had to pay for it, just like a Gentile.
All right. To please you, Mama, I'll bargain all day. Which store are we going to?
To that one over there.
That one over there, she said. That one over there. I can see six of them.
Six of them, you see?
Yeah.
Let me smell your breath.
Mama, please don't be foolish. There are six stores there, and which one are we going into?
The big one. I don't want we should buy a cheap suit.
Say, Mama, couldn't I have it made?
Jake, there ain't no time to have it made. The bris is the day after tomorrow, and the best tailor in the world couldn't be making a suit for you in 2 days. It takes much longer.
Uh-huh. Now you insult me.
Does telling the truth insult you? If the shoe pinches, don't wear it.
If the shoe fits, wear it.
So if it pinches, you should still take it off. Look out, Jake, you shouldn't cross the street on the red light. Oh, remember, you're a pedestal now, not a motorman.
All right, Mama, and you mean pedestrian.
You're working.
I'm walking. Tells me I'm walking. My feet have been telling me that ever since we left the parking lot.
Yeah. Now what can Papa, the light's changed.
I know it, Mama. My color blind.
Oh, and Papa, there's another thing I wanted to tell you.
Yeah.
When the babies get their names, Papa, it ain't no sign that you should celebrate too much. Remember Sarah's wedding?
And how could I forget it?
How could I forget it? 6 times you tried to get Mr. Shanovitz to dance.
Yeah, and what was the matter with getting Mr. Shanovitz to dance?
Nothing, Jake. Not a thing. Only that she's 97 years old, and you was asking her to do the big onion.
The big apple.
The way you was doing it was a big onion. Anyway, she couldn't even hear you.
So I was having a good time.
Yeah. You know, one thing I'm very glad for, Jake.
Something else again? No, what is?
I'm glad that we're having the brief, that we're going to name the babies out here in Hollywood and not in New York.
Yeah, so I guess the names we'd give them in New York wouldn't be as good as the ones we're giving them out here, huh?
I don't mean about the names, Papa. I mean about your relations who would come like they did to the wedding.
Oh, so now you're going to start on my relations again, huh?
5 cousins you had that came to the wedding. Be careful, Papa. Oh, she almost knocked the lady off the sidewalk. You're like a car in a Japanese shop.
What are you talking about? 5 cousins of mine did not come to the wedding.
I'm saying that there were 5 cousins there. Mo came, didn't he?
Sure, Mo came. Why shouldn't he?
And what was the present he brought, Anne?
The present? Well, I don't remember right now, but I'm sure it was nice.
It was nice, he says. It was nice.
Sure, it was nice.
Jake, you remember that it was a boat in a bottle. He emptied the bottle before he came to the wedding.
Mo made the little ship himself. It was a very nice present. Besides, it was all he could afford.
Yeah, I know. So we shouldn't look a horse in the teeth. Come on, Papa. We'll be late for the service.
I'm not hanging behind, Mama. You're looking in all the store vendors.
Yeah, Jake, yeah. Ain't that a pretty dress in the window there?
It is very pretty, Mama. Very pretty. But we're not downtown to buy me a dress.
Ah, Jake, you'd look very funny in a dress.
That's nothing, Mama. You look very funny in a suit.
Yeah. It's a good thing that ladies don't dress like men and vice presidents.
Mama, please, you mean vice versa?
I mean turned around.
You mean?
Come on, Jake, here's the stuff.
I see it, Mama.
You see it? It's crowded.
Sure. We'll have to fight our way.
Wait a minute, Papa, wait. So we shouldn't go walking all over the store if you last demand where the suits are.
Oh, yeah. There's the floor walker.
He's standing still.
So he's still a floor walker. Go on, ask him. All right.
Jake, don't push. Mister.
May I help you, madam?
Yeah, I want you to tell me where the men's suits are.
Men's suits? They're on the fourth floor, madam. The elevator's to the right.
Thank you so much. And now, Papa, we've got to... Papa, where are you? Mister?
Yes, madam.
I lost my husband already.
The gentleman who was with you, madam?
I wasn't with a gentleman. I was with Papa.
Oh, I think your husband went that way, madam.
Uh-huh. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Quite all right, madam.
Such a man, one little second, you leave him alone, and he's gone like he's followed the earth. Jake, what are you doing?
Doing, Mama? Ain't doing nothing, Mama. I'm just watching the men show up the vacuum cleaner.
Yeah. They're nice, Papa. You remember your cousin Mo invented one bomb?
Yeah, I remember. Mo's a smart man.
Yeah, so smart, Jake. So smart that he left a little bag off the back what catches the dirt.
But he fixed that up all right.
Yeah, he fixed it up all right. Then he got the bag on, the other part wouldn't work. Come on, Papa, we shouldn't be wasting all the time.
Yet. All right, Mama. All right, better we go.
Jake, the man said the elevator's off to the right, so we'll go to the right. Should we walk up to the fourth floor?
No, we shouldn't walk even to the second floor.
Why should we walk to the second floor?
I said we shouldn't.
Who was going to?
Nobody, Mama, nobody, please.
Papa, you're a very funny man. You're talking about working up the second floor when the men's suit is on the fourth.
The men... All right, I give up, Mama, so I'll keep my mouth closed.
Yeah, and besides that, they get... Oh, look, Papa, a sailor, that counts.
That ain't the men's suits department.
Never mind, Papa, when there's a sale, I'll look.
Mama, we came to get me a suit, remember?
Sure we did, so we came to get your suit. But is there a law against looking at other things?
You...
Is there somebody that says that if we came to get one thing, we shouldn't take advantage of something else?
But...
So we came to get your suit, so I'll kill two boys in a bush with one in the hand.
You... Oh, Mama, what you did to that man?
What?
Nothing, Mama, nothing.
You wait here, huh, Papa?
Wait here. The people pushing me all around, Mama. I'll go with you.
Not where I'm going, Papa.
You.
Now, you wait here, and I'll go over to the cell phone. I'll be right back.
Mama, do you know what time it is? I should be going to the studio.
To the studio now? It's almost 5:00.
Yeah, but Sydney and Harold are there. And when Sydney and Harold are alone at the studio, I'm very unhappy and worried.
Uh-huh. So you will wait here.
Huh? All right. Please hurry up, Mama. Hurry up.
Excuse me.
Excuse me, please. I'm very sorry, lady. Lady, don't push me around like a boat in an ocean.
Did you wish something, sir?
Do I wish? Yeah, lady. I wish my wife had come back.
Have you tried the lost and found department, sir?
The lost and... Vice packs, huh? No, I don't want anything. No, not at this counter. Excuse me, please. I want to get through.
Papa. Papa, there are you.
Can I help you, madam?
Wait, mister, he's gone again.
Your husband, madam?
He's the same man, so he's still my husband.
Of course, madam. I think I saw the gentleman go that way.
What's over there?
The grocery department, madam.
Groceries, huh? Thank you very much. I'll find him there. Excuse me, please. Second. Excuse me, please. Yeah. Papa? Papa?
Yeah, Mama, over here.
Yeah, I can see you, Jake. I can see you.
Well, I thought you was never coming back.
Jake, I told that you should be waiting where I left you, but you didn't.
I tried to, Mama, but I was pushed in here.
Jake, what are you eating? There ain't no place to buy sandwiches. Jake, you're a bandit. You stole it.
Mama, please, don't be talking through your hat. I didn't steal it. They're giving them away.
Giving them away? I'm laughing up my collar. So they should be giving food away. One little minute I leave you alone, you're buying something to eat, when at home the high box is full.
Mama, I'm telling you, they're giving these things away. They're samples.
Samples? Where, Papa?
Right here, Mama, right here. See, all over the department, they're giving samples away.
For free?
Mama, they shouldn't charge for samples.
That's right, Papa, that's right. I'll get some.
They're free, Mama. Help yourself.
Yeah. What are you eating?
Some cheese. It's right there, Mama.
Yeah, I see it. Nice.
It's good, Mom. It's good.
Well, I'll have some. Papa, please pass the pickles.
Pickles?
Yeah, the pickles. There's a little dish right there.
Well, I didn't see them. Here they are, Mama.
Thank you, Papa. The cheese is good, Papa.
Yeah, it's very good, Mama. Oh, look over there. There's some salami.
No, thanks. I'm going to buy some of this cheese. It's very good.
All right, Mama. I'll go over there.
Wait a minute, Papa. I'll go with you. Oh, that's good,
James. I know it, Mama. I know it.
Papa, why do you think they're giving us samples?
How should I know, Mama? But why should I even care? It's very, very good.
Yeah. Papa, don't stand here too long. What do you think they are, on a picnic?
Ma, I wonder if they're giving away coffee, too.
What are you wanting for nothing, Jack? A little fence with a gold foil around it?
Mama, when they're doing things, they should do them right.
That's enough, Papa, that's enough. You'll stand here all day and eat samples. Then when you get home, you'll not be eating any supper.
Oh, me?
And a good meal I got because Sidney and Sarah and Harold and Yes is coming.
Then I'll go get a good supper.
Yeah, Jack, yeah, but I thought you should leave some of it for the children, huh? Pass the little cheese snickers, Papa.
Cheese snickers?
Yeah.
Yeah, here they are, Mama.
Yes, they should give you if they're going to serve a meal, huh?
Mama, you want too much?
Never mind. Never mind. I changed my brain. We're going to get your suit now. Come on, Papa.
But, Mama, we got plenty of time.
Oh, so now we got plenty of time. 5 minutes ago, you were saying you're having to go back to the studio. But now, because there's food in back of your eyes, you're staying here all day. And we got to get your suit.
All right, so we got to get me a suit. Oh, Mama, I hate to think about it. The ones I like, you'll not like. The ones that you will like look very funny on me.
That's good, Papa, that's good. So you'll not be coming home with a suit that's very, very loud. Like the one you bought 7 years ago. It made you look like a convict.
A convict, Mama, a convict. Besides, the stripes are hanging the wrong way to make me look like that.
So you look like a zebra. Come on, Papa. I think give me one little cheese snicker, huh?
Here, and you get out of here because the people are looking at us.
Yeah, the little plate is empty. Oi, Papa, machine.
Never mind, we'll buy some after we get my suit.
Yeah, come on, Jake.
Where are the suits, Mama?
Papa, the man said on the fourth floor.
I bet you it was on the third.
Jake, I know what I'm talking about.
It was the third floor.
So Papa, an argument, you called the man. Mister?
He hears you, Mama, he hears you.
Is there something you wanted, madam?
I want you should settle an argument. They're going to get up suits for Papa. Are the suits on the third floor or on the fourth?
The fourth, madam.
You see, Papa, leave before you look. Thank you, mister.
I'm very sorry, madam, but you can't go there.
Can't go?
What's the matter? Don't they have any more suits?
Well, it's not that, sir, but the store is closing.